let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Piper Finds Her Special by Allison Keenan provides a peek inside the mind of a therapy dog. She discovers her special purpose in life while providing a reading program for children. A true story about Team Keenan, who works with children who have reading challenges. Through the magic of unconditional love, the dog and her owner help children lose their fear and anxieties while reading, and ultimately increase their reading skills and comprehension. Allison is a registered nurse living in Tennessee. Following her struggle with a rare blood disease and her dog's diagnosis of kidney disease, she made plans to work with her golden retriever, Piper, to become a registered therapy dog. Both Allison and her dog learned from the medical challenges they had to turn their adversities into blessings to give back to the community. Allison, a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Nursing, she also participates in prison ministry to incarcerated women in Tennessee. Piper Finds Her Special, a cheerful, uplifting story for young readers, and author Allison Keenan joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. You are most welcome. I'm looking forward to this. What a delightful story, talking about what you and Piper have been able to do and touch so many lives, not just young lives, but lives in general, and we'll talk about that during our conversation. I'm sure animal owners, dog owners specifically, are listening and thinking, boy, that's a great idea. How do I know if my dog would make a good therapy animal? How would you answer that? How did you decide that Piper would be good, and how do people sort of judge whether their dog would be good for therapy use?
That's a great question. And, you know, if you have a good foundation for something like this, it's perfect. And a golden retriever is just a normally gentle-natured dog, laid back, calm, curious about things, lovable, approachable, and you take all of those basic elements and couple that with a very close bond with your animals so that you kind of know them and they know you and they know what to expect. We felt that this would be a good opportunity to start looking at the training programs available. We started out as training her in just basic obedience, like everyone wants to have a well-behaved dog. So those requirements are basic, but then looked into a higher training program with Intermountain Therapy Animals and their reading assistance programs, where we work with a team. It's trained evaluators, very intense training to observe both the dog and the trainer together, how they perform, yes, how they interact, how they listen to each other. And then we are given, you know, essential training techniques. We are then assessed and tested significantly, individually and together. They looked for personality, for obedience, for calmness, for socialization. And Piper just fit all of those requirements and just blossomed when given this opportunity to work with children.
You know, as you go through all the qualities, I see Piper checking the box on all of those as Piper comes along alive. And Allison's book, Piper Finds Her Special, Allison Keenan, our guest on the program, Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N, if you're Googling. Her website is therapydogpiper.com. Information there, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. At what point, Allison, during this process, did you decide to write a book? It's one thing to jump in and to do this and to be out and touch so many people, especially young people, some with great anxiety issues in school, but then to take this and to write this book to help other children. What was the inspiration for writing the book, Piper Finds Her Special?
You know, it really started back during a time in my life when I had some significant medical challenges. I had already known my dog had kidney disease, and I ended up hospitalized for several months with facing this rare blood disorder that meant chemotherapy, bone marrow transplant, and during that time, I had a chance to really reflect and wonder if I survived this, what was I going to do with my life? One of my internal goals was to get healthy enough to be able to walk up to the floor above my hospital room where there were therapy dogs visiting. And my goal was I wanted to see one of those dogs. I wanted to have that kind of an interaction. And then when I actually did get discharged from the hospital, went home, worked with training my animal, I thought there's got to be a way that I can connect with her and give back to my community or society what I gained as a stronghold for me during recovery. So I thought, well, let's look at this, let's dig into this. And as these experiences and these just miracle opportunities happened with children, I couldn't keep these stories inside. I had to share them somehow. The magic that unfolded with each interaction Piper had with a child who was struggling or an adult who was suffering, it just was magic that had to come out. And since I like to write, I would capture these little moments and on my computer and just start writing. And I thought, there's got to be a way that I can share this. And I think back on things my mother always said to me is when I was younger, you should write these memories down. You shouldn't lose them. Reflect back on them and tell your stories. And I thought, there it is. I'm going to write a story.
And the book was born. I guess the moral is, you know, write down and relay as well. The book is so well written. Piper Feinzer special. I say children's book. This really, adults will benefit from this as well. Social workers, so many people that would benefit from the story told in Piper Feinzer special by Allison Keenan, our guest on the program. How difficult is it? How do you go about getting the dog to read with someone? What dog skills are involved in and human skills involved in teaching that?
It's kind of interesting because the first introduction of a child to this program is you know, they're skeptical and they think, I don't want to read to begin with, and why am I going to read to a dog? So getting that interaction requires that you start with just engaging the child with the dog and introducing the dog and talking about the dog and making her a little person in that child's, you know, eyes. Working all the time at just a calming atmosphere, letting them know they're safe. You introduce the process by actually I start reading a short story to the dog. So I would engage Piper, and some of these books I would read to Piper maybe had sense of treats on the book already. So I'd taken a treat and kind of rubbed it over a key picture so that when I pointed to that picture and said, oh, look, Piper's engagement was right at that spot.
Oh, yes.
And she'd give the picture a kiss, or you'd find just a way to help take their anxiety away from the process of reading. And just the presence of a dog just has this magical ability to provide an anti-stress effect on the body. So we'd grab a book that would entice the child's interest, whether it's the design or the pictures, let them know that Piper's interested in this story, interested in the child. We do it together slowly, looking at words, pronunciation, and slowly the child got on board with just explaining the pictures to the dog.
You said something that's very interesting. I'm talking about this as reading to the children, helping the children with their reading issues if they have any, and reading enjoyment. It's more than that, isn't it? Talk about how else you reach a child other than just the reading process.
Well, children, especially with low self-esteem or low confidence, they're more willing to interact with an animal than they are with another person. And so you introduce this environment where there's no pressure, there's no intimidation. It starts to limit their fears and their their abilities to start an interaction process involving trust. They start to see themselves then as like a tutor for the dog or a helper for the dog,
yes,
which then validates them, empowers them, gives them a sense of satisfaction, all in this atmosphere that's calming and relaxing. And it helps the child focus more than on the requirement of reading with no pressure. And they engage with the dog and develop a friendship and a relationship and a trust. And it just, it helps reduce all the negative impacts and mental health concerns that our children are challenged with now more than ever.
You know, it's interesting the magic and the power of an animal and how people can relate. And we'll talk in a second about senior citizens, and you do some visits there, and they respond in the same way. The book we're talking about is by Allison Keenan, Piper Finds Her Special. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold. Allison's website is therapydogpiper.com. Link on that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about what you go through and put Piper through in anticipation in getting prepared to have a reading assignment. What happens just before the assignment? What's your process to get ready and for Piper to follow you and to get ready as well?
Yeah, we both have to have a lot of pre-planning for an event, and we usually have an assignment we know well ahead of time, but it involves actually getting the dog into the shower. So she has to have a bath. She has to have her ears cleaned. She has to have her teeth brushed, her nails trimmed. She has to be combed. We both have an identification badge. She has a jacket that identifies her as a therapy animal. She has a specific blanket that when it gets put down, either on a couch or on the floor, she knows this is business. She recognizes that, gets excited about it. It's a formal approach that we have to take to ensure that she is, you know, not transmitting anything into the school, and that the children are, you know, safe in between visits with her. And it's an actual routine that's expected and required of us before we go into a hospital or a daycare or a school. It's a very strict policy that we do undertake.
Fascinating, the background and what you go through and Piper goes through. It's not just come hop in the car, we're going to go see some kids today. There's a process that goes to make that that visit special and makes that that visit as effective as they are. With all that you've done, do you have any stories that stand out in your work so far you'd like to share with us, sort of the benefits of what you do and the responses that you get?
Sure. I could go on forever on these.
I'm sure.
Each one is special, and it's just a little miracle that takes place. But one of the teachers at the school approached me and said, I have a child that she's too young to read. She's pre-kindergarten, but she's just lost her father to cancer over Thanksgiving. We need to help her process this death. Would you mind just having her come in and sit with Piper? So we had this little girl choose a book that she wanted to bring in and show to the dog, and it evolved into this girl looking at the pictures and showing Piper the pictures and explaining that in this picture, this is King David, and this is heaven where my daddy is. And she told the story of her dad and her dad's death through this picture book to Piper and evolved through that grieving process with a dog. And that was a beautiful transformational
yes.
moment and over time that happened for this young child.
What's
another one that comes to mind is we were in a library reading session and a teenager came in and was just watching from the distance and not participating with the younger children, but just watching. And after the little children were done reading to the dog, she came up and sat down and said, do you mind if I just sit here? Piper had this intuition and knew that she needed something. and went right up and sat in her lap. And the girl, you know, burst into tears and said, "Oh, I've just lost my dog, and I need some dog love." And the two developed this tremendous friendship where this teenager felt comfortable coming back every week to a group of children and sitting and reading amongst them with the dog. And Piper knew her as a friend, went immediately to her lap, sat in her lap, not like she could do with smaller children, but they developed a tremendous bond with each other, which helped her heal through the loss of her animal.
It sounds like Piper gets a lot out of this as well.
She does. I can see it. I can see the magic happened with her and for her. And then I get the privilege of being able to witness so many of these touching scenes that are just little miracles.
What do you do when you have a child that just doesn't want to read to the dog for whatever reason? How do you approach that?
Occasionally that happens. Like most of the children that come in from their normal course in school to come in and sit individually with the dog say, "I don't want to read to the dog." So we'll let them pick out a book, and they usually go for something that's, you know, colorful or a lot of pictures so they don't have to read. And we just begin to introduce the book to the dog, that this is what the dog needs, is an understanding of this book and this story. So we go slow, we talk about the pictures that we see, we sound out the tough words, review what we've read, and make it not a demand or an assignment, but something they become interested in. So it's not an assigned task, but it's a fun interaction where the child is helping the dog learn about bulldozers and kittens and kites and, you know, things that don't fall into the normal realm of a dog's day.
Allison Keenan, our guest on the program. The book is Piper Finds Her Special. Her website is therapydogpiper.com. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Allison's Amazon page and her website as well. How long did it take you to write this book? You have so many stories, so much I'm sure you wanted to say. How long did it take to get this book together, ready to be published?
You know, truthfully, to pull these stories out of my head, to pull this story about, you know, the process in Piper's mind of learning about the value of being a therapy dog took about, truthfully, about 10 minutes. Because I had the thought in my head about what is it like for this dog to learn about her special purpose and how do we help everybody find their special purpose? And it just flowed. It just happened. The hardest part was finding the way to do that, the way to publish, because as a nurse, I mean, I was not familiar with that process, didn't know what to do. Had to start searching and looking, and then the pieces just kind of fell right into place.
If someone is listening and thinking, "Oh, this really sounds great. What a program that Allison has with Piper and touching these children the way they do." How does reading a dog impact a child's reading? Somebody may ask that and go, "Okay, it's nice to have the dog there. It's a warm moment." But what impact does it have on their reading?
Boy, it's incredible what we've been able to determine. And we've already known in this program, this with International Therapy Animals and this reading program specifically, that the children who don't master reading by third grade risk falling into being continually behind in school. 21% of children cannot read proficiently by the end of the fourth grade. That leads to continued reading challenges throughout high school. We know already by research, University of California, a study showed that students who participate in reading programs can increase their reading fluency by between 12 and 30%.
Amazing.
And that's just with reading. It helps children, you know, gain mastery of the things that make them afraid, what what their challenges are in life, what impacts of a global pandemic and world turmoil and crime and anxiety and all these negative things in their world that create these mental health concerns. So it's not just reading alone, it's mastering that anxiety and their challenges and hurdles to help prepare them for the pressures of the world.
What a truly impactful program. I've got a few minutes left. I want to ask you about, you've got all these great ideas. You took 10 minutes because you've got so many ideas to write this book. Planning another book, another story about Piper and this really miraculous adventure that you were on with her.
Yes, you know, I'm toying with some things. I would really be curious to hear from children or others what kinds of things they need, what they need help with. I've thought about just doing a summary of all of these individual challenges from the dog's perspective, what she saw when a child came into the room, and then what she was able to do with them. I'm toying with that process. I'm also toying with dealing with children and death and how they perceive losing things in their world, not just an animal, maybe a parent, maybe a loss of the ability to go to school. And I'm starting to think in those terms and asking questions of kids about how they deal with loss, because it's certainly going to happen throughout their lifetime.
Yes.
And how they deal with that and make it okay again is something I'm kind of curious about.
That would be another helpful book. Allison Keenan, our guest on the program. I'm going to take a minute here. I alluded to this before, that you go to hospitals and clinics and other groups like that. It's not just children that where you go with Piper to brighten their days. What's it like, whether it's a child or someone in a hospital, to see that look on their faces when they connect with Piper and suddenly all their problems sort of take a back seat to the enjoyment that they're getting out of being there and sharing that moment with you and Piper?
Yes, and the therapy dog, you know, gift is not just restricted to reading, as you said.
It's, yes.
We go into hospitals and visit, you know, children and anybody who's open for a visit. The emotional support that's provided, the support groups that we visit, we deal with students in class or in school that are getting ready for final exams and they want a stress reduction. So they'll oftentimes ask for a therapy dog to come in. Sometimes we'll go into the hospitals and not just focus on the patients, but are there for the staff because of their
yes.
stress levels. And oftentimes we have hospitals requesting the dogs just for them, no patients, so that they get the time that they need. But it's a magical connection that happens where you can just step aside from your world and whatever's going on and get and receive the unconditional love of a dog.
Yeah, we all need a Piper in our lives. This has been a fascinating conversation. Our guest is Allison Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N. The book is Piper Finds Her Special. Our website is therapydogpiper.com. Book available, Amazon, all the usual places. You mentioned before that, okay, now I'm an author. Now I have to figure out how to publish it. You've been working with Reader's Magnet to get the word out, to get the book out there, to help help so many people. What has that been like, working with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out there?
You know, every step of the way, they've been able to take my creativity, add their creativity to come out with things like a website. Now, I don't have a lot of training in technology as with a computer.
Yes.
So their ability to take that and create a website for me and to set up this opportunity to speak with you and get the message out to others has made this all possible.
Well, I thank Reader's Magnet and you, Ellison, for taking the time to do this. It's been a delightful conversation. So much more you'll find as you're reading her book, Piper Finds Her Special, Allison Keenan, the book available at therapydogpiper.com. That's the website set up for Allison and the book. Book available, of course, Amazon, all the usual places. Time went by way too quickly, Allison. Thank you for being with us on the program. We'll stay in touch. Hopefully there's a follow-up, and we'll talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I just so appreciate this.
Well, it was a fun conversation. Keep up the good work that you're doing. The book is Piper Finds Her Special. Allison Keenan, her website is therapydogpiper.com. Of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.